folks, it's me again, Debbie, and I am here surrounded by all of the things I'm going to put in my backpack for my now three-day away trip to the Camino de Santiago, the way of St. James. So I figured before I stick it all into my backpack, I'll go through and let you know what I have in here so that you can, if anyone's going, preparing, thinking about going, you can have a listen and see if maybe I've got something you had forgotten about, or, you know, compare and contrast like that. So we'll start out with my Merrell boots, very important, and my backpack. The backpack I have is a Kelty, and it is the size, it's a 50. So it's fairly good size. I'm going to have some room. It's a Red Wing 50. I'm going to have some room in there in case I want to buy some things while I'm over in Spain to bring back home. In addition to that, I've got my walking sticks in the bag. They fit right in there perfectly. As far as clothes, I've got two short sleeve shirts, two long sleeve shirts, one pair of pants that are like black, real lightweight. Then I've got one pair of like brown khakis, and then I've got a skort, which is super lightweight, super very handy, lots of pockets, and it's real cute. And for a hot day, I can wear that. I've got two pairs of hiking socks, two pairs of liners. And then I've got two pairs of men's briefs for shorts for in the nighttime, and also one more long sleeve shirt for sleeping in case it's cool. I've got two pairs of underwear that I'll have in my bag, one that I will wear, and two bras, one I wear, one I carry. So that's about it for the clothing. Oh, and I do have a pair of what I bought were water shoes, and I picked them up over at Walmart. I don't know if they'll last, but if they don't, I'll just drop them off somewhere at one of the hostels or give them to somebody along the way. But they are like a croc material, so that's super lightweight, and they have a mesh in them, but they're really, really solid stuff, so they're like, they dry fast. It's not like a material, it's more like a plastic. But they're super comfortable, so I bought those for when I'm in the hostel at night or taking a shower. As far as first aid or pharmaceutical, I've got some Vaseline, which I've been told if you put on at night, sleep with it under your socks, really helps it the next morning to avoid blisters. I've got a little pair of scissors, toenail clippers, tea tree oil to put on my blisters if I get them, a little small nail file. Oh, in here I've got some chapstick. It's moisture and tint so that, you know, I'm not bringing any makeup, but at least this one maybe make me look a little bit alive while I'm walking. Then I've got a sort of a nail file combination thing for calluses on your feet. Hopefully I won't need that, but just in case. I've also got some tape to tape up my toes. I've got some deep penetrating pain relief ointment I picked up from the Amish. And then I've got this sort of ointment to put on for anything that may need it. It's called a Union Black Salve, and I got it from the Amish as well. I guess it's hand or homemade by them. As far as medications and pharmaceutical things, I've got Tums for my belly issues. I've got oil of oregano. I've got ibuprofen. I've got papaya pineapple enzyme that I picked up at Trader Joe's. Supposedly that is a good sort of natural probiotic. I've got a lot of dental floss, some toothpaste, a small toothbrush, a little container of shampoo, little container of conditioner, and then I use this lovely lavender lotion that I put on my feet at night especially to help me sleep, so I put some of that in a little carry container. And then in terms of my hair, I'm not going to worry about it too much with my hat, so I just got some lavender oil. So I feel like I can just slap that on my hair when it's starting to get a little bit crazy. I've got a bar of lilac handmade soap that's going to be absolutely lovely smelling. I can't wait to use that. And then I've got some soap sheets, which there's 50 little tiny sheets, and so you can use them to wash your hands or things like if you need to wash, you know, if you fall, you get a little bruise or something, you can kind of wash them out. It's a bit of soap sheets. I've got some medicated lip balm and some more dental floss. I don't think I can have enough dental floss. I'm not sure why. Got two pairs of sunglasses. Both of them are readers so that I can wear them and look at my phone and things like that. And I have to switch into my regular reading glasses. And then I have one of those towels that dries super fast, microfiber. And then I've got another kind of a towel that it's not really a towel, but it's a cloth that if you wet it, it stays kind of cold and you put it around your neck if you're hot, or like you could use it to put it under your hat if your head's sweating or something like that. So I got this real nice, real super lightweight cloth to keep my myself a little cooler while I'm walking. And I got one of those things. I don't know if anyone's ever seen them, but they're a ball. And I don't even know if they work, but it's going to be fine. I got this ball and it's filled with like little balls of laundry detergent. And it's got kind of holes or openings in the ball. And what you do is you throw the ball in the washing machine. So you don't have to carry anything else in terms of laundry. And then you just pull it out and it's like this piece of enclosed plastic. You just throw it back in the plastic bag that it's in and reuse it. It goes for 1,200 washes, so it says. So I'll keep you updated on how that works. So, back to the, I got some Mary Kay. It's a tinted moisturizing sunscreen. So it's an SPF 20 for my face. It'll go on my face. I do have some prescriptions with me, which I've put into smaller jars, but I will also go ahead and bring the paper that says my prescription in case there's any problems at the airport. I've got some honey sticks to snack on. I got like 30 of those. And then I've got some on-the-go trail mix that I picked up over at Aldi's yesterday. They're tiny little bags of peanuts, raisins, chocolate, gems, and sunflower kernels. So those will be for food to start out with. And then I've got a little bag that you wear around as like a fanny pack. You put that around your body at night. I'm keeping my credit card, my passport, my money, and all of the important things I need in that will remain on me the whole time. Then I've also got a little wristband type thing that you can put money in or credit card. So I'll keep some in there and some on my body. My daughter got me a lovely first aid little tiny knapsack. It's just filled with all sorts of little things, little band-aids and all sorts of things you might need while hiking along. So I've thrown that in. I've got two knee braces, the kind that have they're you know, very lightweight, but they have the copper inside of them. So I have had knee surgery, and so I, just in case, I've got those knee, they help with if it's starting to get inflamed, starts to bring the inflammation down a little bit. And I've got some clothespins and some big safety pins. Oh, and I've got this little mirror. I'm not sure what I'm going to need it for, but someone mentioned it's good to have a mirror with you. So I have thrown a little travel mirror in with me. I've got two blow-up pillows. One is for on the airplane. It's a neck pillow. And the other is for my bed. So they fit into literally about a 3-inch size pack container. They squish right up. I got them on Amazon for like $12. They were so cheap. And they blow up so easily. I've got a Nalgene water bottle. And the hat that I'm going to be wearing is so exciting because it's made all out of recycled materials. And I absolutely love it. It's so cute. So that will be my head gear. And then I've got my Camino journal. It's a lightweight journal. And it's so nice because every day it has the date, location, today's weather, and you can kind of pick whether you had a good day, a bad day. You got smile faces and things like this. You can put the day, number day on there as well. It gives you a couple pages to write. I've also brought a picture of my children and my granddaughter, and then I've got the Camino de Santiago, Camino Frances, John Brearley. This is the pilgrim's guide. So I'm going to bring this. I don't know if I'll keep it the whole way or I'll leave it at one of the hostels and just take the map with me. I'll see how it goes, but I am going to definitely throw that in to read on the plane. Then I've got a universal plug for the wall for my iPhone cord. I've got my iPhone cord in there. And I've got eye what do you call those things that you sleep with? You know, you put them over your eyes, I don't know, eye pillow or something. And then I've got some earplugs. I've heard you might need them for snorers. So I've thrown a couple of those in. And that's about it. I plan to... Oh, I do have one last thing. I have a... It's a quite a large tapestry. And I mentioned this in the last episode that I'm bringing this because it's 100% cotton. The things that it can be used for is a blanket. It can be used for a towel. It can be used for a yoga mat. It can be used to have a picnic, sit down and lay it on the ground. It can be used as a top sheet, a bottom sheet. It can be used as a headscarf. It can be wrapped as a scarf around my neck if I need. It can be used as a skirt if I need something longer. It can be used in so many ways. So I've rolled that up and I put that in the outside part of my backpack where you would put like a yoga mat or something. I stuck that in there. And as I'm looking, I think that, pens and Sharpies, of course. You need to have those. And, I think that's it. I don't think I'm going to be, I do have a, hanging on the outside of my backpack. It's not going in. I have a waterproof little slit slot thing that I can put my phone down into in case it rains. I do have a rain poncho. I forgot to mention that. I don't know where I put that. And then, I do have a solar power battery charger for my phone. So I'll be able to charge my phone up using the sun while walking. So anyway, hope you enjoyed my list of things that I'm bringing along with me for my 30-day journey across Spain. Walking, walking, walking. And please follow me. It would be great if you could follow along with me while I'm on our journey from Pamplona to Santiago, starting in about a week's time once I get over there. I'm going to be flying from Toronto on Tuesday. So this is, again, in case you don't know, or it's later, it's June of 2019 we're going to be walking. So yeah, stay tuned if you're just tuning in now. I'd love for you to share my journey with me.